This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of people in immigration detention in Aurora is now more than 1,250 people, according to a report from Congressman Jason Crow's office. The detention site is nearly at capacity. This is a contrast to national numbers compiled by Syracuse University that found the number of people in immigration detention nationwide was slightly lower in mid-May. The Syracuse report found that the biggest growth in detainees in the last 2 weeks were people with no criminal charges or convictions. Registered nurses are warning about potentially deep staffing cuts to the Veterans Health Administration. CPR's John Daly.
VA Secretary Doug Collins is looking to cut as many as 80,000 jobs. Sharda Fornarino is a registered ICU nurse with 25 years experience and state director of a group called National Nurses United. She says the staffing at VA never recovered after people left during the pandemic.
We have already been short trying to meet the budget, and now we have to lower the number of employees here. So I do think we're in big trouble.
Collins says the goal is a 15% decrease, but didn't give specifics. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Teacher turnover in Colorado has declined for the second year in a row, aligning with post-pandemic trends nationally. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Colorado is reporting a 17.4% teacher turnover rate this school year, a slight drop over last year. Principal turnover dropped more than a point. Turnover spiked during the pandemic, but new data show it's stabilizing. Teachers and school principals had lower turnover rates than other school staff, such as classroom aides, whose turnover rates are 10 points higher. Their rate was 29% this year. The state has tracked turnover by role since 2007. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.